hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Splam. What up, dude? You want to keep it anonymous?
Anonymous.
Okay. Because, yeah.
Anonymous.
Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Episode, I don't even know, 35 or something.
We'll just fucking send it.
It's called Skunk Ravine?
Yes.
What'd you guys do?
We used to smoke weed in my mom's basement.
Yeah.
And then, outside the ravine. Oh, yeah. And then the neighbor came over once and was like, Lynn, you should keep your windows shut at night. I keep smelling skunks down in the ravine.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, just start smoking inside the house, guys. Yeah. And we're like, okay. Yeah.
So we went and smoked in the furnace room, which the furnace, you know, puts air through the whole fucking house.
Yeah,
so like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
We might as well have just smoked in the fucking basement. Like, why would you go smoke in the furnace room?
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. Like, just do it in that room. Okay. Clam bake the whole house.
Like, Nick! Hey!
What?
What? Huh?
No!
Dude. No, we're not going outside. Dan was telling me, like, years ago, this story about, like, he crashed at your house. Like, you guys are probably, like, 16 or some shit. He crashed at your house, and, like, on a Saturday morning, like, he was sleeping in one room, you were sleeping in another room, and then, like, your dad was downstairs, and he's like, boys, hey, pancakes are ready, and then you were just like, yeah, your dad went, Nick, is that you? It's just cracking up in the other fucking room, like, what did I just wake up to, dude? What the fuck? Hell yeah.
Dude, I got some good farts in my sleep stories, man. How about that time we were all scattered throughout your dad's basement? And I think I was on the pool table sleeping, but I woke up and farted. And Ashley Weir goes, somebody turn off the alarm clock. And then slowly, everybody in the, like, scattered in the
basement. Then that's how,
like,
they got married.
I need a man that can really tailor his farts to, like, emulate other sounds on command.
It did sound like an old school alarm clock that's just like,
like a foghorn.
Whatever wood that pool table was made out of had good
acoustics. Very resonant.
Yeah, dude. It's probably made out of old Gibsons.
It's probably from all the Budweiser.
It was tempered.
Yeah.
With Budweiser and
yeah, this fucking
yeah.
I'm blind.
You think she needs help, but she doesn't.
Nah.
She knows what she's doing.
You will not find her after this. See?
Boom. Camouflage.
Like, so my brother, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
How about what can we call you? Should we call you
Frank the Tank?
Anthony Nickel? No, I hate that name. That's a stupid name. only true friends are gonna know who it is by voice alone.
Yeah.
So
fuck everyone.
For people who might know, do you want to try switching races for the episode? Let's start with Chinese.
Okay.
How's it going?
You'll not pay for extra rights.
Yes. That's right. Wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry. I was distracted by the racism. It's like, shit. Damn it. Two racist episodes in a row. Last episode, I accidentally called someone colored. I forgot that was a thing.
We'd be having that.
Yeah. But I wasn't like, these fucking colors. No,
right.
I was like,
it's all right. I was
like,
talking about.
I got a bunch of marker all over me.
Whoa, that guy's pen exploded on him.
Damn, they colored him in good.
Yeah, it was a pretty weird episode of The Simpsons, man.
Lenny White, we were
Carl
already talking
Black.
About what? Me shoulder checking him. Little kid.
Oh, yeah. Little black kid.
He got a fucking established dominance.
He said he was going to blow my shit up. So.
A 10-year-old. So he saw him at the gas station the other morning in the shoulder.
Just a little bit.
He's telling me the story. I'm like, he's
Did he?
You said he was 10, right?
Can I ask you a question? Did he have? Did it look like ink exploded all over him, or was he Caucasian?
He was pretty inky.
Okay.
It was a little brackish. It was a little brackish.
It was so funny. Yeah. Apologize to the audience.
Jeez. I'm not racist. Just an FYI.
Oh, man. It's satire, dude. We're playing characters.
Yeah. Make it funny. Oh, but then,
I was going to say, yeah, we got to make fun of some white races, though.
Yeah, like my, like me, like... Make fun of me.
What, are you Irish?
Yeah.
Me too.
Not with that beard. You look fucking straight out of the Taliban, dog.
Dude. Well, yeah. I was waiting for him to say that, right?
Yeah, dude. No, I don't know what it is.
Straight out of Kabul. No, crazy motherfucking name Muhammad.
I keep getting complimented by Indian dudes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding, dude.
It's very nice. What are you
doing? No, for real. Friend, like, half the time they don't even say anything.
It's good.
They're just like,
you need a stamper.
Just like... Yeah, dude, like, just telling me how to do my beard up.
I think that's, like...
Like...
Fucking, I think that's how you throw...
I don't know, like, I don't know.
That's how you throw the homo vibes out in India, dude.
Dude, I have no
compliment
clue.
Compliment a man on his beard, that way you know you can disappear.
She knows.
10 minutes.
Yeah, there's a lady here. Yeah. It's happened, like, 4 to 5 times now.
I like the gray you got coming in, man, in the beard.
Thanks.
See, I ripped mine out.
I'm using a beard dye.
Like the opposite?
Yeah. It just explodes under
old.
Your chin.
Just for old man.
It comes in a little gun.
It's a tiny grenade. Like a little smoke grenade.
I want it to look natural.
Shit, not again.
It's a little drone.
You're fucking... Your Adam's apple in your chest is just all gray.
Fuck,
yeah.
Damn it.
I was going to say something horrible. Fuck. I'm not saying
it. Ah, shit. I used it up more than just my hair. Your fucking pubes are all gray.
That's from the dust that falls down.
You want to know something really funny? Amara the other day... since I'm going through menopause, I can't like regulate.
What?
Yeah, dude, my balls are drying up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm at the age. I'm just going through menopause now.
He just hit that. Dog, you got to pay attention, man. Come on.
Yeah, you can hit shit more than once.
Whoa.
I just checked with science. That
whoa,
is actually you, a fact, believe
you,
it or not.
You've been talking to my wife's pussy over here.
Is that why you got 2 kids?
I'm like, I just want to do it once. Scare pussy.
Well, that's what happened with your balls.
That's what happened.
They got with your balls. Yeah, you dried them up.
See, now someday when you're as old as I am, you'll realize these things. I don't see. Well, I forgot. I'm so old.
Balls.
I forgot where I was going with this. Yeah, where was I going with it? Yeah. Do we have?
Said something about
do we have to go back and check the tape?
Get the tiny hatchet.
Yeah,
tiny hatchet time.
Just get him.
Yeah, there was some reason. Him. There you go. Every time I forget what I'm talking about, just put a little nick in my scrotum. It's all scar tissue.
You already
just
have a little.
Put
nick
me in a home.
You already have a little nick in your scrotum.
Oh, no.
Binning. Where's the fucking board? Where's the fucking radio?
That's what I plan on buying next is a new soundboard.
Don't worry, we're trying to get
sound effects.
I also have
welcome.
And there it was,
welcome
folks.
Back
we
to
just
skunk
did
it
live on
it.
Welcome back to Skunk Ramine, everybody.
Hey, you guys should have like fake sponsors though. You should be like in the middle of a conversation, like, hey, we just gotta take a break real
like
quick for
Keanu Reeves over there.
Keanu
Reeves. Yo.
Pick that dial up.
Pick his doll up.
He plays the guitar, bro.
Yeah, move the guitar.
It's my jerk off.
Yeah, dude, it's Alex Dine.
Yeah, I got a big old dick.
That's how
I got a huge dick, bro.
Crushes his feet together.
Yeah.
Alex it's, and his dick's wild adventure.
It's so you can get the prostate in to play.
Alex Dine, and this is my penis. Penis Esquire. Together we're sex offenders.
I did play air guitar in a ditch.
Yeah.
So.
And then a
assaulted some man's junk?
I don't think my penis was out. I didn't have a shirt on, though.
Your dick was probably out.
Every time I go to jail, I don't have a shirt on.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's a sign to start wearing shirts. Amara, the other day, we were chilling at home, and since I'm going through menopause,
right,
my body's given up on controlling its temperature, so I'll just be like freezing cold once I get super hot the next.
Isn't that life? I thought that was a thing.
I think that's life.
When you're just sitting at your house in a temperature-controlled place, aren't you supposed to be comfortable? Yeah, exactly.
We're all dying.
So I have my shirt off, and Amara's sitting there. Her and Desmond are just like sitting here, like jumping on me or whatever kids fucking do to me.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of me.
Kid shit.
And, I had to make sure it was still on. I don't know.
Going off about his balls, but it sounds like he's on the
Because my balls are so big, I have to, I can't, I'm like, the microphone doesn't reach. Ew, mic bumpers.
Dude, yeah.
Dave Attell over
we
here.
We bumping mics, dog.
So Amara is sitting there looking at me, and then she starts looking down, and she's like,
squeezing on your titties.
I wish I had big boobs like you guys. Talking about me and Bobby. I was like,
with
fuck
that,
you.
She just dropped a mic and was like, yeah. I'll be in my room
it's like,
playing.
Fuck you. Yeah. She
loser.
Grabbed the tablet and walked away. I'm like, you bitch. Fucking kicked my soda over and shit. What the fuck?
Later, nerd.
Fucking fig.
Dude, she's a funny little lady. Oh my god, Amara now. Dude, she's just like, she'll run up to me at the store and just be like, and like run away. I'm like, what the fuck? You're three.
Just like a bunch of fucking.
Yeah, stick your finger in it.
Hell no.
Yeah, you dude, to. You gotta.
How bad is it?
You'll find out. Oh no. Isn't it kind of surprising enough?
Yes, question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
that's how we start. That's our mobile circumcision unit right there. Yeah. That's the two for one deal right there.
Road patrol. He just
done on the move.
Papa.
Place your balls in here.
A surgeon.
Yeah.
Just trapping them.
That's what we. No, no. We trap the balls.
Put them in
to distract them.
Fucking Pokemon.
To distract them from when we cut the skin dick off.
You just put them in the baby room so when they roll over.
20 of them on a fucking bed and a baby just in the middle. Bets. I'm like, I got number 7. It's definitely number 7. I see.
Holy shit, dude. Baby bear trap bets.
baby bear trap circumstances.
Baby racing, but there's like mine. It's a minefield. Baby minefield. Yeah.
Number one rule is you don't talk about it. Fuck, we just broke the shit out of that rule.
World number two, keep on fucking. We need more babies. We're going through them.
Maybe that's what fast. Epstein was doing. I don't know.
We just got
baby bear trap circumcisions.
We just got a bunch of whores hooked up to like IVs full of fertility drugs. We're just popping out babies.
They do drink the bloods, so maybe that's.
Whoa! Oh yeah!
Well, yeah, like
what the fuck?
Just slapping scrotums off and.
Damn!
This shit got real.
Look at old boy playing cool since he lives with all.
Goody. Good the vegan.
Look at a little foreskin. Did
you have Mexican today?
Baby fucking.
Is that all that gray in your beard is?
Baby comedy.
It's from bear traps clasping on baby testicles and just exploding them.
Man, dude, you guys are gonna lose all your sponsors after this fucking episode.
What sponsors? We don't
Keanu
have any.
Reeves.
Yeah, that's the only sponsor.
Got Good Fortune.
This
episode brought to you by Good Fortune.
Dude, that's what I got for lunch today, or whatever time it was. I don't know. I was asleep.
Let's take a break and hear from our sponsor.
No, but
and we're back. That was a great sponsor we had there. How about that sponsor? All right, Alex. Alex,
I was waiting to say this.
5 minutes ago, before the sponsored ad started, you were going to say what?
I had Chinese food delivered.
We'll be right back.
By, you fucking cunt.
Go ahead.
By straight up Cholo.
You had them delivered here?
Yeah, I had Chinese people delivered to my house. They came in a crate.
I know it, dude.
Wait, did you say train food?
The racist luggage.
They're in the attic.
I thought you said food.
It's always in your attic.
He just has Chinese. He has a Chinese sweatshop up there, and they're just pumping out.
I had the black guy.
They're just pumping out racist shit.
You guys continue to make these fucking mini-axes.
They're popping out. They're popping out all kinds of racist shit. And he just keeps the doll around so they don't escape. They're like, he's always watching him. El Diablos.
I know. You know, it's funny because that's what they, no, that's what the Mexican dudes called my dad at work.
El Diablo.
El Diablo.
Hell yeah.
El Diablo. I'm serious. Yes. Yeah, I get it, but the little Mexican women.
El Diablo Blanco.
The little Mexican women
Adios míos.
Called my dad
El Diablo Blanco.
The white devil, you know. He's very scary.
Was that because he was always trying to get him to do cocaine with him in the bathroom?
Probably.
Like, no, senor. The white devil.
Come on.
Diablo.
No more hand jobs.
I do not want. Please. Please, senor. No more nummies.
Senor dying, please.
Senor dying. I can't feel nothing.
And what's that?
I feel
nothing. Just lost our last sponsor.
Nobody knows my dad.
Do you want to sponsor us?
With a tiny crossbow?
You want to go half-see?
I thought that was like one of those, it was like a giant version of those multicolored pens where you got like blue, green, red.
It's paintbrushes? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a paintbrush.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how they do it, but they do, man.
That's some shit.
Meth head
I feel
quiver.
Like you're a fucking, this right here, when you say that's my quiver, I mean, you're just like, some kind of Hell's Angel.
Just an old pill bottle.
Hey. I'm on you. It's my Quaalude fucking bottle.
It's my quiver.
Not for real, though. This is, I'll shoot you with this if you want.
Hey, what are you trying to like? Are you trying to get him to paint the fence?
Hey, you know?
Are you trying to get him to paint the fence right now? Are you trying to Huck Finn his ass?
Yeah.
Hey, these are sharp. I could shoot you with it. I'll show you how sharp they are.
They are a little sharp, but like still, when you feel them, you're just like, if that went into my thigh, I'd just be pissed. You
know? Oh, yeah.
It's still dull enough that it's just going to be like, fucking goddamn it.
I
well,
shot
somebody. Like if someone
shot
throws
somebody.
Something soft at you really hard, you're still going to be like, ow.
What the fuck?
Hey, Nicaris. You remember who I shot with it last time?
No.
Gerald Ford?
You don't remember.
The president?
The Burton. The Burton of the Zash.
Oh.
Remember
I blacked the
face.
Remember how I didn't save that episode?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was blacked the fuck out for most of that.
Yeah, I shot
God damn,
Quinn.
We recorded a great
QZ?
Episode with QZ. Yeah.
QZ?
I shot him.
Oh, hey, can we do a dab for Sally?
Sounds like a really weird charity.
Dabs for Sally.
Dabs for sale.
Maybe I'll start a GoFundMe and it'll just be like trying to get like 120 bucks so I can buy a bunch of dabs.
I just fixed this cord.
It hasn't been working.
I took my tiny fucking shit. Look, it's right here.
I took my tiny little penis and I fixed it.
Tiny little fucking kid.
My tiny shit. Why do you have miniature versions of everything? What is it?
Oh, do you want to see my tiny revolver?
Keep going, dude.
No, it's for real.
It's an actual firearm.
It's a for real firearm.
As long as you don't shoot me.
Uno momento.
And you know what else we should talk about now that we got someone who knows about guns a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You're familiar with a firearm.
Some of them.
Me and Alex. Hi. We'll run this by when he gets back. Ashley, is that on? Talking to it.
It is.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How's it going, Ashley?
What is your obsession with tiny things?
Because he likes to hold him up to his penis and be like, damn, I'm huge, man. It's like half the size of a playing card, full-size playing card. So he can
look, do you hit or do you stay?
Yeah, oh, you stay. You get hit and then you stay. Yeah.
I can't pay the tip.
You serious, Clark? Holy shit.
It came out of the came with the house.
Okay. Talk some shit.
What?
We literally bought
Don't worry about it.
Worst. What was the most memorable night at all the parties at your dad's house? Like, was there something that was like, what the fuck? That's a good,
I bet you could point at each one of us and tell us something.
Seriously, we had some crazy fucking nights, and it went on way too long. I was like, goddamn, I think I was 42 years old. I was like, are we done partying yet?
Can we stop?
Can we stop?
Remember, my dad was running a hotel, remember?
Yeah.
Hotel.
I guess I run a fucking hotel.
I don't know.
One night you're over there, you're like, I guess it's this or the military.
You stop bringing things out and threatening me with that. You see this minigun?
This is my little gun.
I will
gun.
Shoot you with this minigun, huh?
Just think.
You see this? Hold
just
this
think.
While
I would,
I light it.
Just think. I would only have to shoot you about 40 times in the head before it would kill you, so.
Hold on.
Oh!
Yeah, back to Ashley.
Yeah, no, the answer to that question, there's too many times. There's too many things that happen in that house. My favorite Nick moment was when he was standing puking and my grandma walked by.
The wine? Yeah.
Yeah. That was epic. Because it was.
You don't know me!
It was
well,
like
maybe you do.
Because it was boxed wine, right? It was boxed wine. Yeah. I don't know.
Shut
but
up,
too much
bitch!
Shit
Well, like, you never picked up some wine in the morning? Shut up, whore.
Pretty sure we all almost died there.
Yeah.
So that's fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things, though. Too many stories.
Good shit.
Pick, like a one.
Whoa, why'd you say yes, a master, like that? Why'd you say yes, master, like
See,
Jar Jar
I'm
Binks?
Not the racist.
And we're back.
I'm
why
not
did
the
you
racist,
say
though.
Yes, master, like you're Jar Jar Binks?
Jar Jar.
Hey. Hey.
Dude.
Hey, favorite Jar Jar Binks quote. Go.
Misa, sorry, sir.
Hey, you ready for this?
Mine
yes.
Is, he says.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Mine is, he's addressing the counts or the fucking Senate, and he goes, Dello Feligates.
Dello Feligates. Hell yeah, dude. I like it.
That's been me trying to talk all week because I've fucking been awake at 2:30 in the morning and shit. Yeah. Been out fucking
10-year-old kid coming at
salting and plowing.
He's been just trolling this neighborhood like, where is he?
Yeah, no.
Is he sleeping in here, huh? I'll find him. You'll get sick of me. You'll give him up eventually.
No, you should see me out here.
That kid's got your fucking number, dude.
Hey, I got some shit. You gonna blow it up?
I've flipped out on plenty of kids over here.
That's completely fine. You're in the age range to be screaming, get off my fucking lawn.
They think they're fucking badasses.
I'll show you King Kong.
There's a dab for Sally.
Whatever the fuck.
Damn.
Look.
King Kong ain't got shit on me?
You're
watching this dude bust. Hell yeah.
No. Okay. So the story. One day, she was fucking here. There was like 12 kids out on that fence, like swinging it, trying to break it open.
The fence?
Yeah. And I have cameras. That one's unplugged because Nick's fucking stupid ass extension cord.
Yeah, because I was here all night and all day, and the next day.
Shut up.
And then that day.
Dude, we can both. We can take him.
So not only are you going to the gas station beating up kids, you're lying to them and telling them you have them on camera when you don't?
I had them on. They're on camera.
I had them on. I got all the kids on camera.
Joe Biden don't even got a fucking...
Well, anyway, they were trying to break the goddamn fence open.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, stop that shit.
Kaboom.
Total old man shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun?
Like, it is.
And he here just we started... were afraid of Scott the whole time when he was just having the blast of his fucking life. Just screaming.
Oh, no. She came out of the room
afraid of that
and was like, she came out of the room and was like,
I knew
making
Scott.
Sure I didn't get too crazy.
I knew your dad was going to be a big softy. Look at what it turned into. I wish your friends would come over and hang out. Like, fuck yeah, dude.
That would be, like, really exciting.
You know, every time I see him and his band out and about, I'm always like, what's up,
Yo.
Scott?
Yeah.
Dude, they're awesome. Yeah. What? He went to Green Bay? He could have taken me.
They're the only band in this area that leaves Michigan to play?
Yeah, dude.
Huh. Cool.
I might cut that out. I might stay. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see.
No, that's staying.
We'll see what kind of mood I'm in when I'm editing.
That's staying, motherfucker.
Wait, that's what I was going to ask you, though, about your dad's band. So bitch. You told me that he was playing. This was like last year. I think it was last year. And I came out, saw him, and I was like, Scott, what's up, dog? Like, great show. This man looked at me in my eyes like he never fucking met
he
me.
He looked in no shit.
He was like, Ashley's standing next to him. He's looking at me like, who is this fucking?
Why is this
Brown fucking
hey,
talking?
Hey, Brown, beat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, hey, he man, knew that was up? You. He just doesn't like you.
Is it our Chinese friend? Is it our black friend?
Yo, what movie?
Oh, it's our Iraqi friend, right? Is it our South American friend?
You want more?
That's you got to talk in the mic, bro.
That's the joke. We don't have any of those.
Do you want the more?
Yeah, I'll do one more dab for Sally.
Dabs for Sally.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like, I care. You know who you are.
Who are you?
How the fuck did you get into here?
And the camera's on.
Yeah.
And the fence is busted.
See what happens? See what happens?
Was it you? You're the one who broke the fence.
I was paying these kids like $1. Hey, $1 a whack. Whoever fucking breaks this.
Hey, whoever can swing the hardest
you
on
know,
this fence.
You know what you got to do? You got to turn the light off on the camera that says when the camera's on. Then wait, people will.
So then I can't see.
Then people just won't walk in
it's
when the camera's
night vision.
Off.
Yeah, you want Browns just fucking.
The
you know.
Second.
Whoa, did you just say Browns?
He's allowed to.
Oh, oy vey, oy vey.
Only because he's allowed.
In 3 seconds, we just. That was a fucking. Racial
we're trying to
I'm darker we're trying than you are, okay?
We're man, trying to go world
you
tour,
are.
Man. We're trying to hit every
but
continent.
You
want
them field white. That's why
I got drafted in the darkness.
Oh, shit.
I drafted to the darkness.
Should just start some Juicy J coming in.
I can do that. I will do
I
that.
Will do this.
I will do
I
this.
I will do this.
All right. Don't worry. I can beep this shit out.
Hey, dick. Dick.
Just to prove it, we'll God. Just. Yeah. How about we just refer to you as the N-word from now
on? Okay. Yeah,
I miss us. Hey, N-word.
So then that way. No, no. I mean,
me or the.
No, actually say it so I have to beep it out.
No. Never. Yeah, that's the word. Never. Hey, never.
Bam!
Never.
Yeah, this whole episode is gonna be. It's gonna look like a Morse code.
See what I did there?
Script.
It's good.
It's gonna look like a CIA redacted fucking. Yeah.
Don't give a beep.
Yeah.
Wait, real quick, just to close out that fence thing. So you buried those kids in your backyard? Then?
Yeah. There's a little bit of shotgun action.
Okay.
No. I went outside and I was like, I can see you on my fucking cameras. And the one kid was like, then pull up your camera shit. And show me. Yeah. No, I swear to God. And I was like.
At that point, you just start throwing Nazi paraphernalia at him.
Yeah. I threw.
Is it a collection from all the houses?
So what came with my house was Nazi. Was Nazi,
Nazi
fucking
throwing.
Yes. Thank you.
Actually
yes.
Just metal fucking swastikas.
You don't listen to our.
That's exactly
the joke yep. We made last episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Swastikas. I don't know what you would call them. What would you call them?
No, no, because the thing I said was it would,
funny
be,
shit.
It would be.
Swastika
ninja stars. And I said, if you said that
swastikas.
Five times fast, you would end up saying the N words.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
Just spinning the swastika really fast. Look at the image. There's actually someone being hung.
Dude. I mean, there
it's
wasn't.
There
was.
I don't make the fucking rules.
There
it's
was.
Optical illusion.
There was a necklace with one on it, so.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, we got to take a break for our sponsor. NordVPN is the premier.
Yeah, I need that, man. My Norton expired, so if anybody wants to hack this shit, do it.
The only sponsor I have is this Predator Call. So,
well, what is it?
Predator Call?
Predator Call. It's a dying white-tailed rabbit. Watch, my dog will freak out. Where did she go?
Is that what it sounds like? Really? It's just like, I'm a kid, come molest me.
Yeah.
I came, actually, right there.
Let's smoke weed out of it, dude.
Yeah.
It just looks like
I
another.
I don't know
piece.
How you would smoke. You'd have to do it this way.
I'll show you. Yeah. Yeah, just dude. On top, yeah. No, yeah, just put a line of it right on top and light it with the blowtorch. Try to catch the smoke.
doing hot rails. I'm talking about doing hot rails out of a Predator call. I'm not going to lie, I
just
did. Okay.
Holding the terror. Holding the terror. Hold it.
I think I already told this story, but I was tripping balls on mushrooms up at salmon camp, and I called in a bunch of coyotes.
Using that?
With that thing.
You guys.
And then I fell into a hole and almost impaled myself.
You just have a nom flashback.
Coyotes arranged that.
No, dude. It did, too. They were trying to get me. I didn't expect it to work. Like,
he just got that. Like,
I thought it
him.
Was just a thing.
He just found that out on his porch one day randomly. It's like, oh,
well, no, I bought it.
I'll
but,
take
like,
it to
I
fish
was,
camp.
Like, I didn't think I was good at it.
It arrived.
Apparently, I'm very good at calling in coyotes. So maybe it is only when I'm on mushrooms. But
coyotes. Yeah, mushrooms.
I will get you.
Okay, how'd that go from Mexican to fucking Japanese samurai?
Just because. Don't worry about it. Don't fucking worry
about it. That's geopolitics, baby. Nobody knows.
It just happens. That's geopolitics, baby. Shit.
Just groove with it, baby.
You know? Yeah, and then he went
everybody,
to a
everybody,
blind
everybody's dog. Fucking on an international level.
I didn't
level.
Even notice until you pointed it out.
On an international level, we're all fucking, so... Just let it chill,
just
all
right? Motherfucker.
Metaphysical, baby.
Metaphysical motherfucker. Hey, bleep the N-word out.
Yeah. Duh.
Never?
Never. Yeah, never.
I'm kidding. I have no technology that allows me to.
I don't give a shit.
Do you know how much that costs?
He sold us.
I'm more hood than these motherfuckers over here, okay?
It costs a lot of money, dude. Point. You have to pay per beep, so chill out.
Pa-pew.
That's you should just put that in as a sound effect. If you fucking download the shit, you better fucking have this episode.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
If I download it?
This guy.
I'm downloading it right now. It's still working.
That's what you say.
That's what I say. And I can see what I say.
And say what you say.
And said what I mean. And said it. Wow. I mean it.
It's like autistic poetry.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking gorgeous.
It's very artistic.
Okay, yeah. So check this out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's roll with that.
Like train tracks, I'm on the track of the train. And I'm on track to arrive at the track station with track train.
If it's an autistic, you go right to train. Shit. No mercy. That's what you should fucking name this goddamn podcast.
Now tell us about that retarded man derailed.
Derailed. Back on
That's
track.
That's how you segue.
Yeah, like, you know, I realize, like, I'm not here to, like, promote stuff, but, like, anyway, Derailed's coming back.
Rerailed,
like,
back
17th album. Again, no
re-railed.
Label, but, like.
I like it. Rerailed.
Rerailed. Retarded railed.
Rerailed. How about that?
Rerailed.
No, just.
Snorting tracks.
Rails.
What's that one song?
That's what they said.
What song?
You guys would play.
I hate all the songs. Name a song. Any song. Jingle Bells. Well, fuck that song. Well, music is dumb.
Music sucks. I don't like it.
Shout out to Goodbye Teeth.
I learned how to play it to make it worse.
You guys remember Goodbye Teeth, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
I came up with that name.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was tripping balls on mushrooms.
I fucking
love
that
name. I was like, Goodbye Teeth.
Hell yeah.
I was talking about kicking somebody in the face.
Yeah. So it wasn't related to Quinn knocking out fucking
no.
Hale's teeth at all?
That's
home?
The weirdest part.
Serendipitously
that's my
came
cousin.
Another way.
Yeah, I
had nothing to do with
it. I feel
that
like I knocked my cousin's
wow
teeth out.
Holy that shit was gnarly.
Yeah. I was standing right next to him, watched the whole thing happen.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
So, like, literally.
Oh, damn. Me and James looked at each other like, oh, shit.
I feel like
oh,
I
he's going to beat his ass.
Like, you spoke it into existence.
Yeah.
And have you seen a therapist for that?
There was a tribute concert.
They named a band after
you know
him.
Right?
Was that dude fucking
no
falling teeth.
No, they were there was a concert where they raised money to get his teeth fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing, right? Like,
yeah,
wouldn't that be a, I don't know what the fuck you would call it.
A charity.
A yeah, whatever. Yeah.
A tribute
it was
concert
a tribute to the goodbye of
Mickey's. A tribute concert at Mickey's.
Well, his teeth were dead.
We're going to a concert.
Hey,
at Mickey's.
This guy,
the stage,
he lost his teeth.
A 2x4 stage.
Sad
huge
answer.
Headline: Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. Yeah, dude.
Wait, what?
I haven't seen a picture of Fred Durst.
He's always had hair.
Fred Durst has a fro.
Like,
all right, that's
like
a tongue
a
twister.
Like a.
Fred Durst has a fro. Fred Durst fro.
Oh, it's white.
Oh, it's white.
Fro Durst?
Oh, it's white, huh? Is it start with a J?
E.
Mm.
Jim?
You know, she could have a microphone.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, it's starting to get a little clammy in here. Oh, I feel a draft.
My man originated in Florida.
Oh, I had to leave. It's too hot.
Who's that? Oh, that's cool. He's not wearing a wig.
Is that Jerry Garcia? Are you sure it's that Fred Durst?
He's got a Jerry Garcia vibe.
He looks pretty Jerry Garcia.
He's vibing. And I'm
Garcevich
in the name of the Lord. Oh.
We have attacked every single fucking group. <Ooh. laughs> 10 minutes.
That's what we do.
And I like it, and I respect
that's
it.
That's what we do.
I like it, I respect it, and that's why.
Let's switch gears here.
Yeah.
Do
you want some googly right eyes?
Why?
I know. I was so pissed. Bro, just don't worry about
I'm
it.
Fucking I'm leaving state. I'm going the fuck home.
This is where Google is. That's where they're fucking produced. Michigan?
Yeah. Well, do what I do when Alex offers you Google. I say, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Do not make eye contact. And slowly back away.
That's hard when there's 200 of them looking at me.
Only 115.
Dude, how did this dog get...
Yeah, they gave him a nice odd number.
Look at this dog.
Yeah.
How did she get in here?
Look at that. She's, I'm part of the crew, too. No girls allowed. You don't get microphones.
Yeah, put on your hijab.
Yeah, she's Muslim as fuck. We have company, you hide. All
right. Introducing the new crossed, blanket hijab.
Cross the
do
Middle
you
East
want to be comfortable
off
and oppressed?
My babushka.
Babushka.
You want a babushka for your dog?
Babushka.
It's my babushka.
Wow. And the dog, just update to the audience at home, the dog has displaced Ash-O.
The dog has moved yep the human.
Taking the couch.
Let's okay, so your dog's Israel and Ashley's Palestine.
Wow. Yeah.
Boom!
Welcome.
This has been Politics Corner with Nick.
That's geopolitics, baby. And,
you should turn that lamp on right there. There's a black cord. Not to say colors.
It's clap activated.
To your left. Behind the curtain.
It's clap activated.
No.
Idiot. It's not.
No. Nope. Other way. Hot. Nope. Hot.
Give a direction, dude.
Left. No.
Just
too far.
Alex, just get up and turn your own goddamn. Oh.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say it was under the window?
I didn't say it was under the window.
You should have said it was under the window.
I said it was behind the curtain.
Yeah, but you should have said it was under the window.
You know what's under the window?
The
these nuts.
got him.
Got him. Yeah.
All right, just a show note for when I'm editing. Throw in a couple gunshots right there.
Clow, clow, clow.
I'll just shoot him. I shoot him in the eyes with that pepper gun I have. Yeah, I have a weird Nazi pepper gun.
Why does it have to be a Nazi?
Bro, because I fucking bought a Nazi house. Like,
I bought a Nazi museum. The worst movie ever. All right.
It's Alec. Hungry. So it's Hungarian.
Double Hungarian.
But still, they ran with the SS, apparently. So I didn't know this.
I did not know this.
Dude, check out this fucking...
Hey, check out this mini pencil sharpener I got. It's got a swastika on
the back. No, there are pencils. Dude, there's pencil sharpeners everywhere. I'm not even kidding, dude. If I open this door, there's a fucking pencil sharpener.
They're all about, like, pencil sharpeners.
Dude, I swear to God.
We have to be sharpened.
We have to be punctual.
Dude, I swear. On my life.
Only inferior races are unpunctual.
Dull age leads to social decline.
Two things that need to leave the world. The Jews and unsharpened pencils. Only sharp pencils.
Look at this little pup. She's just terrified.
I'm going to add a beep right there so it sounds like you dog said the N-word.
Yeah, this game with the house.
Holy shit. She's just letting them fly.
Osterreich. That's Austria.
That's a hiking stick. If you couldn't tell. And that's an elk horn.
And why don't you see what happens when you take the handle off the pole?
No, that's the other one.
Oh. There is a sword cane, right?
No, that's the pool stick.
Oh, the pool stick is a knife.
It's a pool stick cane. I have a pool stick cane. Yeah, because I'm baller, dude.
This is Nazi stuff. This is German and fucking...
No, I know that.
No, this is before the fatherland. That was pre-fatherland,
this
probably.
This is where they were from. So. Alec Hungry.
Oh. All right, go get all the shit, dude.
Alec Hungry. All right, dude, I get it. You can't even finish your own name because you're so hungry.
Alec Hungry.
I am very hungry.
Your Chinese food.
Alec Tired. Alec Hungry.
Alec Hungry.
This is my hungry stick. Whenever I'm hungry, I'm like,
I stab the food with it.
Just poking Ashley in the ribs. Make me a hot dog.
Put it on my stick. I can't puncture it unless you push the hot dog on my hungry stick.
Alec Hungry.
Alec Hungry.
Why do we always have to do this? I don't.
That's what Ashley sounds like.
Why do we always have to do this? Ash! Who the fuck steps into my goddamn house? Dad, it's not. I just want my friends to.
Quit eating my hot dogs!
It wasn't Dr. Pepper.
Quit boiling dogs! Yeah.
Mustard.
I'm sure we were eyeballing it all night,
and
finally somebody was like, fuck it!
And we mustard all know and who cheese was. Sandwiches, Nicholas.
Hollywood Dan.
Mustard and cheese sandwiches.
Oh, absolutely. But there was always mustard and cheese.
Yeah.
I was a drummer. Not ever in a band. Ooh, is that like a song?
It's like the opposite.
Really terrible. Yeah, very terrible.
Is that like the opposite?
Why don't you
say the opposite?
You said that. Everybody gave each other a side eye in the room like...
It's like the opposite. The opposite of an Avril Lavigne song.
He wasn't a drummer, but he was never in a band.
Oh, God. Fuck, that's funny as fuck. Holy shit.
Oh, that was gold.
Just check.
Oh, shit. That was fucking
What would the song sound like, though?
Dude, I don't know, but I'm, like, crying over here, dude.
It's just, there's no other instruments in the recording. It's just vocals and drums.
Just random cymbals.
I had a pad.
Yeah.
I practiced drums. That's it.
That's the whole song. Yeah. I practiced that song once every day. Never got any better at drums for some reason.
The song ends with someone like clearly just trying to fucking record. They're like, goddamn fucking thing won't fucking.
No, I didn't say
fucking stop. No,
I didn't say stop yet. I never said start. What are you doing? It's not long enough.
Dude, that reminds me actually. Like, I don't know where that fucking tape is of the Creeper.
What?
But I have to fucking find that.
The Creeper?
Remember that fucking song? You, me, Dan? Boudreaux in the fucking closet recording that fucking shit?
Oh, God. I don't remember that song, dude.
You serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. That song fucking was cool.
I bet.
It's all like, bitches, money.
It sounds dope. It sounds tight.
Yeah, that sounds dope. Yo, in 4 years, the recession definitely will not happen.
Yo, what's up? Hopefully this year we'll fight some WMDs. Am I right, people? Anyways, here's a new one. Yeah, dude.
Water. It's Syed. Syed.
Oh my God.
I Syed Rot.
Go ahead.
No.
Get on with it.
Well, it's a bottle of water, not it.
Yo. Trying to hydrate. No. What you mean, an English accent? Just ain't no English accent. This is how I talk every fucking day. You did my
accent
sound like a bit of a tad, you did. Now I'm going on style nanda. All you gotta do is...
Turn into a criminal raw ass.
You can transfer right into it. What you gonna do is just turn right into it, you know? See, I'm kind of hitting a little bit of Australia still, but I can throw it over to California.
Wow.
That was not California. That,
but I'm in like California now.
Now I'm gonna go California.
Now I'm
more
in
down
Cali.
South, like.
Oh, wow, girl.
No, I'm totally from California.
California.
Sir, we don't want to torture you. We won't fucking torture you. Just tell us where you're from.
Dude.
California.
Guess you guys never been to East California before. If we got anybody listening out there, I'm just kidding. Shout out. But get out as fast as you can. What is, name one town on the east coast of California, dude?
California? Barstool? I don't know.
Barstool?
Barstool?
That's you're thinking California. Of Barstool. That's not you can't
California.
Say that on this podcast.
Sorry.
Now we owe Dave Portnoy money. Thanks. Are you gonna give him those $6?
One royalty. Everybody knows the rules.
Now Dave Portnoy expects me to make him a pizza.
What? Lot of flop. A lot of flop on this Michigan. We call it a Michigan flop on this fucking thing.
spitting off a flop. It's floppy like the fucking...
It's called skunk ravine. Now I see why.
Kids out here that beat the fences until it's floppy. That's
where they get the milk for this cheese, huh? Where'd they get the milk for this cheese, huh? Yeah, Frankie, if the cheese is this bad, I don't even know where the yeast came from. Frankie, don't tell me you know where the yeast came from.
That fucking one episode.
We'll start feuding. Hell yeah. Hopefully that'll be our door. That'll be our foot in the door in Hollywood, dude. Start beefing with Dave Portnoy making fun. That's, for some reason, his billionaire ass is just like, these fuckers. I'm going to send it. God. You don't have any. Any response.
I'm going to fucking give all Michigan
just
pizza.
Mail it to him.
4.9.
Yeah, dude.
Frankie.
Well, that's about an hour. What do you guys think? We should clock out?
It's not enough.
Just hang out for a minute? Or you know what? You know? We shouldn't clock out?
I don't know. What?
I could fill the rest
thing.
Of this with 20 minutes of what we
one
had
more.
Before. Oh, one more a little bit.
One more thing.
One more thing. You got
what
something?
You got? What you got over there?
Yeah, what do you got something?
I got something.
What you got?
That's what I was thinking about the other day.
Oh, shit.
You know the show, Family Matters.
Yeah.
It's Family Splatters.
Oh.
They all
like a porno?
Uncontrollable diarrhea.
Oh, okay. Oh, that took a weird... So, okay. Like, I don't know. I thought maybe they were splattering cum. You can splatter more than one fucking bodily fluid. Like, maybe they're bulimic.
It's Family Splatters.
How the fuck do I know?
I don't know why.
All the women have yeast infections. Steve's trying to cure it, you know.
Going down to fucking...
He's working on antidote.
Dude, his basement and him just being like, dude, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, this is called shark.
You remember?
It's just a dude putting paint up his ass and then shitting it on a campus. And I'm just like... What is going on, bro? What are you showing me?
You remember ratemypoop.com?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
Only reason because you showed it to me, motherfucker.
No, that's the only way you would ever hear about it.
Why else would
well,
I
maybe,
know?
I don't know.
You know that? Know that.
Nobody. Know. Devin.
No, but like, I would send
I'm gonna call you out,
text
Devin.
Messages and shit and take pictures and show people.
Yeah.
Be like, check this out.
Like,
no.
Like, I remember him.
I don't really think
how
I knew how
to
at
whole
the
thing
time.
Of a,
like a rape my poo rebirth.
And they pooped like purple or something.
Got cross conversation.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. And the piss was green or something. He was like, yeah. Dude.
Thank
yes.
you.
You're
just okay.
Like again, who the fuck else do you know that would?
Nobody. This motherfucker.
Oh
yeah.
He's trying to make a comeback. You see this shit? He's
like, the devil popping out behind Alex's shoulder without the microphone.
Yeah.
So no one else hears it but me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not
see,
fucking
I
crazy.
Hear it.
I know she's
I
there.
Didn't hear it.
We all
sure?
know she's there.
It's like that devil cat show that's out now. Look at Daisy.
Bring back rate my booty. I can't invest.
Yes.
Money.
Invest money. Yes.
He just got it. <into,
If only you guys were here.
Just smashing equity. Stockwitch.
Stockwitch. Yeah, that's Ashley's new name.
Damn.
Interesting.
Stockwitch.
Weird.
Stockwitch.
Stockwitch. Stockwitch and the Haggard.
I'm the Haggard.
The shittiest Pixar movie I've ever
heard. Yeah, it's like Beauty and the Beast, but yeah. Like really shitty. Like,
but nothing ever gets resolved.
Stockwitch and the Haggard.
Hey, can you guys make like a good decision, like for your own?
It's
no?
just
okay. Shit. Never mind.
It's right before they fully commit. They still just kind of annoy each other a lot. And she disappears. Quit doing that, dude. The dog's not there. Sit there now. You're like freaking me. Dude, you're going like, whoa. Hey, I want you to have a fucking sit right there, you fucking old bitch. Or cunt.
Sorry.
She's not old.
That was not a good accent.
You hear that? He called her a bitch, which I would rate as a lower insult than cunt, and he apologized for saying bitch, and then corrected himself with
and then
cunt.
Went higher.
I'm sorry that I didn't insult you enough. Nice. Let me give you a proper...
Oy.
Hey! Let me give you a proper fucking hand.
I'm sorry, bitch. You cunt.
Hey, bitch cunt!
That gets played
the new theme. Well, he's my bitch. I'm his cunt. He's my bitch. Cunt. Fuck. It's just
see
really dog shit humor. It's, but
dude, the touch button chair.
Huh?
Dude, the chair got him. The chair got him.
Right.
Buttons.
I guess Hobbs has never been in a machine like
the shiny ones.
Oh, there's so many colors. It looks like,
he's like this
Nick
is my
Charm's poop.
I bought an old man's house.
Earth poop.
I bought an old Nazi's house. Like
I never
he
knew.
He wasn't the Nazi, say but
earth.
His
okay.
dad was.
Say okay. Earth poop.
His dad was in the SS.
Earth poop.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
On today's
Nazis
episode
were
of
into
Earth
neon colors.
Well, he was a police officer.
It's blacklight.
It's
blacklight, so you can make sure no one ever jerks off in your chair. You can sleep in it, just don't jerk off. That's why it shines blacklight all over it at all times.
Time out. Is that a concern for most people? Like,
it's a nice chair.
Does anybody jerk off in this chair?
You can stay the night.
You can stay here.
But you masturbate in the shower like everybody else. Don't do it in my chair. That's the chair I never sit in. I've never seen Alex sit in that chair. I swear to God, dude. You're always sitting there.
So I get the fucking cum chair, huh?
Yeah.
I've slept in it.
Pure.
This is the cum chair.
That's, yeah. Duh. It's foldable.
White.
It's packable. You can take it with you.
Yeah.
I bring my chair.
Oh. Yeah, dude. It's full of blood shit.
And tears.
That's why it's maroon.
And if anybody needs a circumcision on the way,
yeah,
you just
I got
to go fucking circumcise. No, this
is also,
I got the hatchets
also
and the bear traps.
Chair.
Yeah, fuck, they're all ruined.
How do you want to be executed? The circumcision chair.
It's the only way.
Death by 1,000 dick cuts. Everybody just thought about that. It's a lot of cuts. I hope they're tripling up on some of those cuts. Kind of using up real estate with each cut.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know what she's doing.
You're like a dog. You're like a cat.
Yeah,
stop
that's
fucking
what
trying
I was about
to, like...
to say, dude. She's like a cat. Like she was just behind me. And now she's
I gotta make it perfect.
Just pop it out behind you.
Start ringing. Even the dog is wondering.
I wish you were mic'd up for that.
That's what I was asking.
This will be a really fun one to edit.
Jesus Christ.
I love
to walk away.
Yeah, who cares?
She is walking away.
And there she goes.
She's putting on boots. Just for the audience at home, she starts with the left boot. She brings it up to her other knee. And she,
I think the problem is Alex hasn't tapered his beard.
Yeah.
And just like the Indians, she's right.
He would have tapered.
Get a little taper.
Not be going outside to pee in the lawn.
Do this. And there he goes.
If you make it, do this.
He puts, and he misses.
Very nice.
You use the oils?
Nah.
My friend.
My friend.
My friend. My friend. Look at me.
They're really just like, fuck you!
Look at me. I take baby cum, my fucking... Right to the bottom. Huh? You see how it does the gray?
Shoots like gun. It shoots like sticky little gun.
And the dog's like, what the fuck are you guys on?
Yeah. Well, this is hour two. This is hour eight of the day on this podcast. Do you need me to move? I know. All right, I'll go move.
Ah, fucking shit.
Boop, 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 boop,